Blog Talk Radio.
Nunchuck, baseball bat, shoot, people that they know. When it comes to people that they don't know, they get a little nervous. Like, wait a minute. I don't know if I can beat this person. The crazy part about it is, even the people that they know, they don't know if they can beat them. But here's the thing about it. They know enough about that person to know that that person will fight them or might fight them, but they won't try to do them in. They won't try to kill them. They won't try to embarrass them. They won't try to humiliate them. And that's what makes them feel a little bit comfortable. You know, understand? They feel a little bit confident, you know. And they can relax a little bit, even if they're going to mix it up a little something. Mix it up a little something. This topic goes a lot deeper than the one I just talked about on the surface. So we're going to get into it. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I wasn't here last night. But I couldn't do the thing because the day didn't go right. No one stressed or depressed, but I couldn't get here fast enough. It was a mess. When you got problems with your ride and you trying to get that shit fixed, say it could be a little hair-raising. But we okay. We are brazen and we good enough. And we going to do this thing. We going to call that bluff. We talking about people who only fight people that they know. Do y'all understand what I'm talking about? Yo. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sunshine 752. This is your daily. Go get a mission show. We do this every single day. And Dougie G will do the same. man. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Son 752, aka Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well, then you just say Omar with the Archer Daily. Don't get a business show all up in your area. And I'm feeling like a real man should. And I require y'all to feel the same way. Not like I feel, but how I feel. I need you to feel like a real man. I need you to feel like a woman can. I need you to get up and take a stand. I need you to do what you can and I can't because you can't. What's going on, Angela Jackson? Is that my girl Angela Lioness Jackson? Is that my girl Angela Lioness Jackson? I've been hunting you down for a couple of weeks, mother. Where you been? Catch you on Instagram, but I need to catch you. You know what I mean? Where you used to be. Glad to see you back. Glad to see you here, my. You know what I'm saying? You know, Angela Lioness Jackson, you know what I'm saying? We got Georgia all up in the house. Georgia. We got two from Georgia. Emily Dunlap in the house of city. Emily, what's going on, Emily? And T. Carrie Wright, always down for the night. It's always good to have my peoples right there in sight. I surely show the world's most precious and greatest. I said, surely show the world's most precious and greatest. Pearl in the world. What's going on, my man? I'm glad to see y'all, man. I'm glad to be back. I'm feeling good. Like I said, I'm feeling like a real man. Shit, I'm ready to get into this topic. And we're talking about when people that you know, the kind of people who only fight people that they know, the kind of people that only fight people that they know. Now, don't get me wrong. We too old to be out there physically fighting, but there are some people. And there are some situations, there are some times where we may have to actually physically get into an altercation. It's not something that we want to do. It may not even be something that we're proud of when it comes to ourselves. But hey, I would rather actually be on offense than to be on defense. But if you want to be on defense, you make sure that your defense is better than their offense and everything is going to be okay. We get it down like it every day because I say so. Now, what we're really talking about here is people who got a lot of punk in their heart. What we're really talking about is people that got a little scaredy cat. Scaredy cat. Matter of fact, they are like kitty cats. They scaredy. You know how some cats, a confident cat on the street, alley cat like, yo, what's good? You'd be like, you like, you talking to me? What's up? What's good? You got some food? Non-lies, frisky, even the cheap stuff from the poppy. What you got? You ain't got no food. You ain't got no food. You giving out a head shot? Go ahead. Let me let you get some head. Go ahead, pet that head. Yeah, that's right. Scratch behind the ear. Oh God. You wanna get me by my scrubs? Okay. Okay, I'm with all that. Yeah. Do you wanna get freaky tonight? Do you wanna? Some cats are like that on the streets. And other cats, they be like, the cats that don't know human and that don't trust humans, like, you talking about something. I don't know that shit. Nah, I'm good. Oh, you got food in your hand. Oh, I get it. That's the claim to fame, huh? Got food in your hand. Look, I can smell it from here. You got that food. Go ahead, drop it. Drop the food, son. I'm not coming over there. Last time I came over there to somebody that reminded me of you, I caught a brick to the head. I'm not going out like that no more. I just got over that concussion. You know what I mean? People thought I was going to die on the streets, son. They thought I was going to die on these streets. So even with a cat or even a dog, you know that when you give cats and dogs tasks, when you give them challenges, when you train them, it gives them confidence. It gives them a lot of confidence. And you can tell the difference between a confident animal and an untrained, unconfident animal. So an untrained animal that lacks confidence has to rely only, has to and will only rely on people that they know. So whoever lives in that house or whoever feeds them around the way are the only ones that they're going to deal with. No other human beings. Like, nope. And you can also play with a dog or a cat that's confident if they're confident around you. And you know you can play with them. They'll fight you, you know, play with you, even defend themselves against you. Now somebody else, they're like, nah, I don't freeze up on you. Freeze up on you. Do you understand? Do you underdig? Did you feel me? Did you know what I'm talking about, Nick? There are human beings who act in the same way. Some of them are your friends. Some of them are mine. Some of them are your brothers and sisters. Some of them are mine. Some of them are your cousins. Some of them are mine. Some of them were your mama and your daddy, and you witnessed that. You was actually raised with that. And some of them are mine. You understand what I'm saying? So we're going to talk about tonight how that plays out. How is it that some people will rumble, argue, fuss, fight, intimidate, threaten, get into all kinds of messy shit, but only with people that they know. People that they don't know, they like, they just sit back, relax, chill, observe, watch the parade go by, give a little commentary, but only to somebody else that they know. You know him? I don't think that's right, but I ain't saying no. None of my business. But why is that? That's what we're going to look at tonight. Why is that? What's going on? Why, yes, Books, is good to see you. It's always a good look. And my brother from another mother, brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Yo, what's going on, my brother? Yo, tell me the deal. I know Ohio is bumping, and I know that you're part of it. Yo, I'm glad to see my man here, the art of it. It makes me feel good. My man's coming on through, and everybody coming through with him. Yo, y'all crew, work. So let's get into this thing. Who do y'all know? What do y'all know about this? What do y'all know about what we're talking about tonight? Hopefully, I don't put nobody on blast like. You know, come to think about it, I have never fought a person that I didn't know. And I don't care if you've never been in a fight, a physical fight in your life. Although I think that's weird. Like, you've never been in a physical fight. But I do know people who have never been in a physical fight. It's not all that uncommon. It's a little strange, but it's not all that uncommon. The thing about it is, if you've never been in a physical fight, you can never really comment on what physical fighting is like, because it's not like anything else. You know, that adrenaline, that fear, or that confidence, or that anger, or that physical adrenaline rush when you are doing the punching and when somebody else is defending themselves and you're winning or you're losing. You're winning or you're losing. You can tell a lot about a motherfucker that loses, that's losing in a fight and that lost the fight. You can tell a lot about a person that won the fight too, but the loser, trust me, a lot of things that he or she was never trying to reveal will come right on out. Like, so did they win gracefully? Did they fight valiantly in a losing effort? Did they try to run when they was losing? Did they get their ass whooped on some world star shit? That ain't easy to come back from. People commit suicide over that shit. Mona Garrett! Wait a minute, that's not Love Haven? What's going on, man? How you feeling, baby? How you feeling? And my man, Larie Edwards in the house over on the Instagram side. It's good to see me some you. That's my word. No doubt. Angela Lyon Jackson says, my grandsons have me tied up. You only have one son, and he putting them out now. Okay. You know what I mean? He said, I'm a producer. No, not a music producer. I'm a baby producer. That's a good look, though. That's a good look. That's a good look. That's what's up. And congratulations to you and your grandkids. Mona Garrett says, I fought too much in middle and high school. Court cases. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Good to see me from you. I didn't know you was a fighter. I should have known, though. Kind of should have known. But, yeah, like I said, there's some people that'll do all that huffing and puffing, but only with somebody that they know. Because they may know that even though the person that they will fight or can fight, even though they know that they can't beat that person, at least they know the person. At least they know that the person is not – the person is not going to try to humiliate them. They're not going to try to annihilate them. They're not going to try to beat them down to the point where they're going to never be able to show their face again. I don't know how they know that, but some people are pretty perceptive. And even if they know that the person would whoop their ass, they would rather take their chances on them than somebody that they totally don't know that they think might even try to kill them. Fear is one of those things. You know, fear is an acronym standing for false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. That's why young children are so easy to bully by other young children. Now, think about it. You might be in second or third grade, but you see how much bigger somebody in second or third grade looks to you? Y'all in the same class, but one person might be this much bigger than them, but they look like they towering over them. And plus, he all big and muscular. Like, what does a big and muscular 7 or 8 year old look like? They're not big and muscular. And guess what? They're not strong enough to beat you down with their hands. But children don't know that. All they know is he can beat me and he will beat me up and I'm scared. So I got to either get my big brother to come and handle it, my cousin, something, or I got to run, or I have to just take this abuse every day. Scared. False evidence appearing real. They don't know that if they just slap the shit out of that 7 or 8 year old bully, that 7 or 8 year old bully won't. They might fight him, but they ain't never gonna forget. Like, yo, this motherfucker was brave enough to slap the shit out of me. Like, he or she literally slapped the shit out of me. Yeah, I whooped his ass, but I bet you, I'm about to put him on my team. He slaps the shit out of niggas. Bottom line is, somebody that you know can hurt you just as bad as somebody that you don't know. But you'll probably rather put your, you know, take your chances with somebody that you know. Because somehow you can weigh the options. Like, well, some people on my side, some people on his side or her side. So, you know, we just gonna go ahead, you know, can't get along, get a fair one going. I said, can't get along, get a fair one going. 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 Can't get along, get a fair one. Can't get along, get a fair one going. That's what we used to say back in the day. We sung the song. Can't get along, gotta get that fair one on. You can't get along, gotta get that fair one on. It's time to mix it up. Yo, put the hands up. Yo, put the hands up. Valerie Green is all up on the scene. Yo, I'm glad to see you back, Miss Green. What's up, Miss Green? I almost thought she wasn't talking to me no more or something. I came on your page like, yo, Miss, what's going on? Let me find out we was beefing. What's up, Miss Green? How y'all feeling, Miss Green? Good to see me. Some of you want, you know, I want some real shit. Angela Lioness Jackson says, LOL, that's what I told him, Omar, and they are close in age, a 17-month-old and a 1-month-old. Thanks, they are my world. That's what's up. That's a good look. Sure, I just told myself, all my life I had to fight cracking the hell up. No, seriously, I can count how many serious fights I had, but I can say that I haven't lost one yet. I understand. My big sis, Robbie Ming, how you feeling, My big sis, Robin Ming, here to do the jam thing. All right, so there are some people that really, really will only fight, argue with, threaten, intimidate people that they know. You know? So let's say Rhonda. Rhonda's a punk. Everybody know Rhonda can't fight. She ain't got no kind of hands. What's up with Rhonda? But she talk all that little crazy shit. She talk all that shit. You know, like, shit, I wish somebody would. I put them in the last time we saw Rhonda fight. But Rhonda, yo, this was before Weez. She literally swung that chick around. She swung Rhonda around by her hair. You know how, like parents do their small children, you know, take their arms and swing her. She did that by Rhonda hair. And Rhonda was not screaming weed. She was like, you'd have thought we was on a carnival ride. Like, yo, what the fuck? That girl was strong. Grab Rhonda by the head. Rhonda was a little thing, but she'll fight you. She'll fight you. She'll fight you if she know you. She'll fight you if she know you. She'll fight you if she know you. If you and Rhonda are going, if you and Rhonda are going to Cheltenham Mall to the arcade and to the movies, and one of the Mount Airy, West Oak Lane, Germantown chicks is up there, if something should happen, like you stepped on, if Rhonda mistakenly stepped on one of them girls' feet up there, believe me, you don't want Rhonda with you. Because Rhonda will fight you, but she won't fight with you, them. She's going to be like, yo, let's get on the HXH, let's get on up out of here. We got to go back home. Fuck is wrong with you, Rhonda? Yo. Same thing with Terrell. Terrell talk all that shit, you know, what he'll do and all that kind of shit. Come on, man. And we'd be like, Rel, what are you talking about, man? Come on, man. Go ahead with all that. Rel be talking all that crazy shit. You know what I mean? That motherfucker. I mean, you know, he can fight a little bit. But, yeah. Mm-hmm. When we was up at the Spectrum, you know what I'm saying? You know, for the Fresh Fest, we had the Fresh Fest and shit. And, you know, like, you know, he had this little chain on. You know, this was a big chain compared to Rel Chain. Rel had a smoker. I mean, a little choker. Like, Rel piece in his chain was so small, it barely cleared his crew neck. You know what I mean? People thought he had, like, a pendant on his neck. That shit was barely clear. It was barely clearing the crew neck. So we had the Fresh Fest. You know what I mean? Run DMC. No. Tell you what, we was watching Houdini was on stage. It was the Fresh Fest. Houdini on stage. Rest in peace, Jahlil. Jahlil from Houdini died today, yo. Jahlil from Houdini died today. I like Houdini, and I like Jahlil, even though he didn't rap long enough, but. Anyway, so yeah, Houdini on stage. All of a sudden, South Philly motherfuckers came through talking about 24th and Carpenter, and they snatching chains and all of that. Rel tried to tuck his chain. Rel tried to tuck his chain, but he couldn't tuck his chain because the chain was too short. Rel tried to tuck his chain. This is what happened with Rel Chain. Hold on. No, that's too far. This was Rel Chain. He's like, Rel, your chain not tucked in. He's like, but I tucked it in. Like, Rel, you can't tuck your chain in. You should have, next time wear a turtleneck and just put it down there. You know what I'm saying? But Rel Chain was so small, it wouldn't have fit around a turtleneck. it wasn't long enough to fit around that layer. Anyway, so I'm like, well, look, Rel, it's just me and you. It's just me and you down here. I ain't going to let them snatch the chain, but, you know, if they come through here, you know what I mean? We just going to have to get it in. We just going to have to throw down. Rel was like, well, let's go to the concession stand. Let's get a soda or something. I'm like, Rel, we're going to miss the show if we go to the concession stand right now. Wait until Nucleus come on. You know, Nucleus. Wiki, 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 shut up. Like, when they come on, then we'll go. But Houdini on stage right now, so. You know, we got to, let's watch the show. But I done fought Rel about 4 or 5 times. I done won 3 out of the 4. One time Rel got me. Rel will fight you enough times to learn how to beat you. If he know you. But Rel ain't going to fight nobody that he know. Like, if Rel got, like, let's say, we in high school. If he got a new dude in fifth period class or something, you know, fifth period of, let's say, geometry or something like that, you'd be like, yo, Rel, yo, punk, yo, you little pussy. Hey, yo, all right, after school, you can best believe Rel going home early. Yo, I got a stomach ache. I would have 40, but I got sick. I wasn't feeling good. Remember, I told you I wasn't feeling good when I came to school today. But I was 40. But, you know, we worked it out. Only fight people that he know. Sexy Chuck, what's going on, bye? What's going on, Sexy Chuck? 214 up in the house. 214, I'm saying. Nah, I mean, good to see me from you. Thanks for coming over. So, yeah, sir. The boy who sung "The Freaks Come Out at Night," he's gone. Yeah, the one that wore the cowboy hat. Yeah, funky beat. You know. One love. You only get to have just one love. You only get to have just one. Yeah. Anyway, rest in peace, Jalil. Rest in power, Jalil. But yeah, some people will only fight people that they know. And it's not a hard thing to witness. Recognize that they will only fight people that they love. So you like, so let me get this straight. You doing all that huffing and puffing and, you know, like, you even try to bully cats around, around the way or at school or all that old shit. But come to find out, if it's somebody that you don't know and you don't know how hard they're going to fight you, you don't know how hard they're hitting, you don't know nothing about them, then that's when you start bitching. You know, my big brother told me, and I was always real thankful to him about this.
He said, oh, don't ever be scared to fight somebody that you've never seen before. He said, because one thing about it is, even if you're scared, trust me, they scared too. Because you don't know, they don't know what you got, and you don't know what they got. So you might be a little nervous, scared, intimidated, and all of that, but don't let it overtake you. You just give it all you got. You give it all you got. Because what you might give might be way more than he was willing to give. So give it to him first. Give him all you got first and set the stage. So then he ain't fighting too strong. He ain't fighting too hard. You already took the fight out of the dog. It ain't the dog in the fight. It's the fight in the dog. I was always thankful to my big brother for that. I was very thankful to my big brother for that. Because I never forgot it. And I always live by that. Like, all right. And the funny thing is, after that, I've been in situations where just that happened. You know, when you were a young cat, especially back in the 80s, there was always a chance that you was going to get into a fight with somebody for no reason. You know, in the 70s and 80s, did you know that you could get into a fight just because of the way you walked? They used to have this thing called a stroll. A stroll. And if you strolled, it meant that you thought that you could fight. So if you walked like that was a stroll, you know what I mean? Swinging your arm in the back. That was a stroll. Certain cats would see you walking like that and test you like, yo, what's up with that stroll? You strolling? You coming around the way and you just strolling? And it could be a problem. They said, you know, you were fighting cats because of the way you walked. It wasn't symbolic of any gang, neighborhood affiliation, none of that. Like, you think he's tough. Well, let's test his rigidity. Let's test his rigidity. We're going to see. We're going to give him a little quiz. Since he want to be strolling. He just want to come past the basketball court strolling and shit. He just want to stroll. So getting into things like that, and you think you're dealing with a cat that's 100% because he will fight everybody around the way. Why? Because he knew everybody around the way. But when you went somewhere else with this cat, he was a deer in the headlights. And you like, so I'm going to have to fight these cats by myself? Because if I got to fight them by myself, I should have been by myself. But you didn't know that you was dealing with a cat that he's a scaredy cat. He's too scared to fight anybody. But he or she might be able to fight. But they won't do it because they don't know the person. I don't know. They could have guns, knives. They might hit us over here with a 40 bottle. Like, you know, you can pick up a 40 bottle too. Barbara Hill Cisse. Bobby Hill Cisse is all up in the house. What's going on, Ma? Good to see me, some you. Thanks for coming on through. Oh, thanks for the compliment about the jacket. Appreciate that. Appreciate that mucho. Barbara Hill CJ says, I haven't seen anyone strolling in a lot of years. I know I miss it. Because you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? And from what I understood later on, certain neighborhoods did have a particular stroll. I didn't understand that when I was a kid. I thought it was a stroll was just a stroll. Until my girl, when I was 18 years old, she was like, you know, Omar, you walk with a South Philly stroll. I was pissed. I was like, first of all, I understand you live in South Philly and you think this is the place to be and all of that shit. But don't even know from you. had real prejudices against South Philly back in the day. And yesterday and earlier. Anyway, so Vinay Hardesty. What up, Vinay? What's good? What's good? Vinay Hardesty says, yeah, that's busted. Capping. That's why I don't go out much. Well, at our age now, we shouldn't have to worry about none of that bullshit. I mean, honestly. But we had, in order to get to our age now, we had to go through teens. We had to go through 20s. And unfortunately, those are the times when you are likely to get into that dumb shit. It happened. Cal Chamberlain, Papa Rita. What's going on, Cal Chamberlain, Papa Rita? Always good to have my eyes on you and see ya. Cheryl Hudson says, my uncle is as old as crap now. He used to be a DJ, had a hip replacement, and he's still strolling. Val says, right, Barbara, I was thinking how guys from West Philly stroll different than those North Philly guys. Who knew? You know what I'm saying? Like, But bottom line is, like, there's some people that won't even get into arguments, that won't even get into discussions with people that they don't know. Like they may normally be the type of person that takes over arguments, yells over people, you know, plays the know-it-all role and all that kind of stuff with people that they know. People that they don't know, they may be a little bit more humble and a little bit more attentive. Like, I think I'm just going to sit back and listen. Because maybe if I get into this conversation, this person won't like it and they haul off and smack me. I'm thinking that's the mentality behind it because, like, how is it all of a sudden you clamming up? This is one of your topics. This is one of your topics. This is one of those things that you normally get you all in a dither. You know what I mean? Get your feathers all ruffled crazy. But I see you listening to reason today, huh? Interesting. You know what I mean? You threatened to punch Eric in the mouth last week over this shit. But this dude, you just gonna listen to that, huh? Well, bite my tongue. I'm goddamn. But yeah. Some people are super confident around people that they know. It's no different than people who are afraid to dance around people that they don't know. Like, they'll show you all of the new steps around their friends. You go to a party, they like, wallflower. It's a phenomenon, but there are some people, you know, that are only confident around people that they know. They can only tell jokes. They can only bust it up. They can only relax. They can only let their hair down, I should say. They can only do their thing, show their stuff around people that they don't know. If it comes down to people that they do know, the whole game changes. The whole game changes, and they're going to fall back. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. It's the daily go get up is the show. You think it ain't when it is? You think it won't when it weighs? All right, so what we're going to do is, y'all know, y'all want to call into the show. You can call into the show, totally uncensored show. You know what I mean? We can bust it up. We can get it in a little bit. You know, you can curse, you can cuss, you can swear, you can do whatever you want to. You can do it right here. You can argue, fuss, and fight. You can do that thing. Just be a little respectful tonight. Not a whole lot of respect. Just don't come in my neck and everything is going to be all right. I won't write a check. And y'all know the number is a 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319. 3199. Yes, 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 y'all. I'm at a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get the line to the 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. Fuck them around and knock the speaker off the joint. Taking a good look. I'm fucking around. I'm gonna mess around, not have none. All right, we good. We good. We good. Levels is good. Levels is good. Levels is good. All right. So yeah. So being confident, being willing to defend yourself, being willing to stretch yourself, being willing to fight. Being willing to do a whole lot of things, but only in front of people that you know. Like when you come in contact with a person that's like that, it's not something that you ever forget. Because you kind of have, like if you're a petty person, you have that bargaining disc chip in your arsenal. Like this person better not ever say nothing bad about me. Because if they do, I'm letting this right out. Like, you know you're a scaredy cat. You know that. It's sort of like, remember back in the day when people would say, pick on somebody your own size. Remember that shit? Pick on somebody your own size. I used to always think like, well, what if they're not really picking on the person, but they're retaliating against the person? Was the bigger person always the one that was wrong? Was the bigger person always the one that was wrong? Because I knew some short people that was kind of bullyish too. I knew some short people that could fight like hell, but they was kind of bullyish. So sometimes they had to get knocked back down to their original size. Ego-wise. They had to be shown, like, listen, man, ain't nobody here to be bullied by you, intimidated by you, threatened by you. You know what I mean? Yeah, your ass, little pipsqueak ass motherfucker, tall ass. Like, I know you didn't just me. Did you just me? You too little be trying to me. I'm not going to let you get away with that. No. You know, sometimes they would laugh after. It's like, I made you flinch. I made you flinch. You flinch, son. Yeah, I hear you flinch. You flinch. Not a good look. Pick on somebody your own size. Pick on somebody your own size. Yeah. So, you know, dealing with cats like that, you know, like, there were just some people who would only have the confidence to defend themselves, get busy, do a whole lot of things, only in front of people that they knew. And not the new people that they knew, but the existing, you know, like, we've known each other for years. How many of y'all went to schools? How many of y'all went to the type of school where you would be with the same classmates for longer than 4 years? There are some schools that go from like kindergarten all the way to eighth grade. So a large portion of your life is spent with the same people. You know, did any of y'all go to schools like that? Or did everybody go to a school where you were going to change schools every 4 years? You know, elementary school, maybe kindergarten to fourth grade, then middle school, fifth grade to eighth grade, or junior high. So that would be like fifth grade to ninth grade. Like Gillespie. Gillespie was a junior high. they would kind of, when I was coming up, junior high schools would become pretty much becoming extinct. But Gillespie was a popular one that we knew. I think Vaux was a junior high. And I think Leeds went up to ninth grade. I believe. I'm not 100% sure of that, but I believe so. Carol Chamberlain says elementary, junior high, and senior high. Okay. So what grades were junior high? What grades did junior high go up to? Was it like fifth to ninth, or was it sixth? Or was it like sixth to ninth? Because I thought high school was 4 years, but for some high schools, it's just three. Barbara Hill CC says, where I know you from? Elementary school? I don't know you, man. Look, I remember people from elementary school. Ask YS Books. She remembers people from elementary school. Ask Omar Mac. Okay. Okay. Emily says hi. I saw what you wrote, Emily. You can take away the message all you want. I seen what you wrote. And I know you messed up. I seen you. I seen what you wrote. I seen you messed up. So when you come back, I'm getting you. All right. Carol Chamberlain says 7th to 9th, then 10th to 12th. Interesting. So what grades was your elementary school? Was that like first to 6th? Okay, Emily says 6 to 8 is junior high here. 6 to 8. That's junior high? Interesting. Angela Lioness Jackson says, some say short people have a complex about their height, is why we be a bully type. Some people do. But you have to be short with a lot of, you got to have a lot of toughness in you. You got to have heart. Other than that, you a short punk. We've seen that. Emily's telling us something. And I've seen it. I've seen it. Narcel says, I lived in three or four different neighborhoods growing up, so I tended to be cool with a lot of people. I think I got in the most trouble and fights when I was in the 7th grade. Okay. TK Wright says 7th and 8th is junior high school. 8th grade is not high school. How can 8th grade be high school? 8th grade. 8th grade. But okay. Robbie Mink says kindergarten, 6th grade was elementary school. Kindergarten to 6th grade. Interesting. TK, right? 9th to 12th is high school. Yeah. But in Philly, 8th grade is not high, junior high. Junior high is like 7th to 9th. Only if it's labeled a junior high. Other than that, it's a middle school. And maybe there's an argument that says middle school and junior high is the same thing, but that would mean that 5th grade would be junior high too. Are y'all ready to accept a 5th grader, a 10-year-old, as a junior high schooler? Okay. Valerie says, yes, Leeds went to 9th. I thought so. I thought Leeds went to 9th. Okay. Angela Jackson says, I did K through 12 because I'm from a very small town. See, that's what I'm talking about, though. When you've gone to school with the same people all those years, you're going to know the people in your school well. The question is, how well will you evolve, grow, develop, and change with them? You know, growing up with the same people in the same classes, you know, primarily for 12 years, that's not an easy thing to do, because during that time, you never make a fresh start. But since we're talking about only fighting people that you know, you might, depending on whether people move away and other people move to your neighborhood, and then they go to the school, you know, so they are new. So that's a change there, and that's that might be an adjustment. Other than that, kindergarten through 12th? Damn! You know what? In a way, that's a real good look, though. Because you would meet, in a way, you would meet a lot of people from different generations. Because think about it, if you're in kindergarten and somebody is in the 12th grade, y'all not even the same generation. But you might remember them and they might remember you. Like, I remember when I was graduating and your little self. You know, I remember you going to kindergarten. I remember you. So it could be a way to foster a bond between people of a whole different generation, definitely a different grade. And that may actually give you confidence to go ahead and, I don't know, is it confidence that you think that you would get from being in a setting like that? Or would you, should I say, getting comfortable and having confidence, is that what you would get? Or would you get something else? Would you get something else like, I got to get away from these people. I can't take it. I'm too different than they are. Nonetheless, you may still only be comfortable with the people that were in your classes or in your age frame from that time all the way going into the time when you was in 12th grade. Yeah, as far as public schools in Philly, I don't think I can think of any that go from 12th grade. Kindergarten to 12th grade. I don't think so. If y'all know of any public schools, there's some private schools that did it. There's actually plenty of private schools that used to do it. And I have to say used to do it because I don't know if they do them anymore. But like as far as private schools are concerned, you know, you had Germantown Friends, kindergarten to 12th. Penn Charter, kindergarten to 12th. And Penn Charter was an all-boys school at one time. So that, Friends Select, Friends Central, all the really expensive schools, Abington Friends, all those Friends schools, whenever they have Friends on the back of a school, on the, you know, bringing up the rear on the title, you're going to be paying out your ass. That's what Friends are for. Okay. Let me see. Carol Chamberlain says, not me. Fifth grade is nowhere ready to be a teenager. You're 10 years old. You got 3 years before you can start, you know what I mean, doing teenage things. But then again, some girls get pregnant at 11. Holla. It happens. Dolly Green says, I still have friends from elementary school today. That's what's up. Robbie Mink says, some of my friends from elementary school still look the same. Then some of them look much older than me. Valley says, I'm short, and people always took that as a weakness. They were wrong. Nah, but shoot, even midgets are strong. Most people would admit that even a midget is kind of strong. A strong short person. Strong, you know what I'm saying? Some people seem to think that midgets are stronger than regular people. I'm like, I don't know about all. But the fight is in the dog. The dog is it. It's not the dog in the fight. It's the fight in the dog. Not the dog in the fight. It's the fight in the dog. You know, when you are fighting against somebody who will go crazy on you, and it might stop you in your tracks. Like, yo, I ain't really trying to get into this. I'm good. I'm about to holler back. This motherfucker is crazy. He or she is crazy. I was fearing for my life. The hands was registered as lethal weapons. I'm out of here. Robbie Mink says, and Valerie, the taller you are, the harder you fall. I don't know where they got that from. Shouldn't it have been the taller you are, the harder it is to make you fall? I don't understand no six foot eight niggas falling on their ass. I can honestly say I never saw nobody over 6'5 get dropped. Not that they're stronger than anybody, but I just never seen them get dropped. It's safe to say that from my experience, everybody who got dropped was average height. Robbie Mink says, if you hit him in the right place. I'm just saying, I never saw him get hit in the right place, I guess. I know they can be toppled. Like, I don't fear any height. All I'm saying is, the harder they are, harder they fall. So is it the smaller you are, the easier you fall? How would that work? TK Wright says, LOL, I don't fall hard. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? But I guess that was supposed to give short people confidence. Like, don't be scared. Don't let his height intimidate you. Funny thing is, in the animal kingdom, height really does scare other animals. Like, yo. So the fiercest animal in the jungle should be a giraffe, shouldn't it? A giraffe is taller than an elephant. Way taller than a lion. What's the lion doing being able to eat a giraffe? So, like, when the lady lions that do all the hunting, do they come back with a giraffe? Like, yo, we have a giraffe neck tonight. Cubs. Come get your cubs, everybody in the pride. Giraffe neck. Ooh, giraffe. Taste the blood of the neck. Neck bones! A giraffe should be the most feared animal in the jungle. What animal is taller than a giraffe? Animal is taller than a giraffe. Is a giraffe the tallest animal? Is a giraffe the tallest animal in the jungle?
According to Business Insider, the giraffe is the tallest with a height of up to 19 feet.
The giraffe is the tallest. The giraffe is the tallest with a height of up to 19 feet. Here are 11 of the tallest animals in the world. Well, let's have a look here. Giraffe. Let's see. Elephants can get up to 13 feet, but that's way shorter than it. I mean, you short by a whole 6 feet of a giraffe. Ostrich. An ostrich can get up to 9 feet tall?
Damn, Bernie.
Bye. Okay. Yeah, hold on. Brown bears can reach intimidating heights on their hind legs, standing between 7 and 10 feet. Imagine coming face to face with a 10-foot bear. You already scared of a bear. 10 feet though? I don't know. You know how bears make a funny sound. I like bears. Nice bear. Okay. A moose grows to 5 and 6.5 feet. Standing? Damn. Okay. The world's largest horses can get taller than 6 feet. Camels. The kind with one hump stand around 6.5 feet, 6.5 feet, tall at the shoulder. You know, a camel sure is a funny looking animal, especially in the face. Kind of ugly. Bison, the national mammal of the U.S., can stand 6 feet. A bison. All right. Rhinoceros is the second largest creature on four legs. It can stand almost 6 feet. Bottom line is, if we go by height, a giraffe should be the scariest animal, the king of the jungle. I'm a giraffe. You see me licking on these trees up here? You know, they got a big ass tongue, them giraffes. Yeah, giraffe, nigga. All right. Okay. Charles says, I had to drop a guy twice my height when I was attending Gillespie Middle School because he jumbled at me like he was going to hit me. When the flesh goes. Oh, and he jumped you. He jumped at you. You went to Gillespie. So you went to you went to junior high. T-Jack Wright says, Valerie, you to not look like anyone to mess with, sis. Barbara Hill, she says, seriously, they are funny looking. Not like giraffes in the face. Giraffes have great eyelashes, though. Yeah, they really do. Maybe. Wait a minute. Wasn't all the women putting giraffes on as their profile picture for a while, a few years back? But then again, this fake eyelash thing been going on since before 2010. Thought I had the answer. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Bob Hill says, I don't remember giraffe profile photos. I do. I absolutely do. I remember. I remember well. I definitely remember. I definitely remember. Hey, Kitty. Okay, all right. Don't start scratching. Don't start scratching. We good. That's so funny. You had me thinking you were on to something. Yo, I remember those giraffes. I was like, what is all this giraffe shit? The giraffe thing. Giraffe. Eyelashes. Giraffe. Eyelashes. DJ Wright says, Valerie, you just made my bar fight phone list. Oh, man, we about to get on about it. We are about to get on up out of here so we can go about fighting people that we know. You know what I mean? We can go about our business of fighting people that we know. Let's go ahead and do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious December 23rd, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. But they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Number one out the box, LaTanya Jackson. Happy birthday to you. And also, Dacine Brown, turning 54 years old today. And Felicia Alert James, happy birthday to you. And Mariana Reyes, turning 28 years old today. And Habiba Mohammed, turning 51 years old today. And Roberta Mohammed, turning 50. Oh, I think it's the same one. I think it is. I think it is. And LaTanya Coleman Smith, happy birthday to you, LaTanya. And Lovejoy, happy birthday to you, Lovejoy, turning 32 years old today. And Arma turning 58 years old today. And Tatisha Brown, that's Tisha, but it's spelled T-I-T-I-A. Happy birthday to you. And Carnell A. Smith Jr., turning 45 years old today. Happy birthday to you, Carnell. And Sandra, Sandra, turning 51 years old today. And Keisha Harris, turning 47 years old today. And Mark Five Allen, happy birthday to you. And my girl, go get a Natalie Maxwell. My girl, go get a Natalie. Happy birthday to you. And last but certainly not least, my girl, Carlena Coleman Parker. Carlena Coleman Parker. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. December 23rd, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. The rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. And do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. And do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard. Go for yours. And remember, man, listen, but don't only listen when you know somebody. Listen because it's something to listen to and that you would hope that somebody would extend the courtesy of listening to you. So don't only fight people that you know. Don't only intimidate people that you know. Don't only threaten people that you know. Don't only support people that you know. Mix it up a little bit. Have a little variety a little bit. Take something in a little bit. Explore a little bit. And stop being a punk a little bit. You ain't gotta do it. You ain't gotta do it. It's gonna be your bride, and you know it's gonna be your bride. Think it won't. You only fight people that you know, but it's gonna be your bride, even though you're slow. It's going to be okay. You just forced a body that you didn't know today. You went head up with him and it turned out fine. And I think you have to stop being a punk sometimes. Everything's going to be all right. Everything is going to be okay. Doing things like this way. I want to say peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all and love you right back to life. Please, please hit that like button. Please share the show and please subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. You know how we do. We will be back tomorrow night. You know, all that old, you know, Christmas Eve. We're going to be here, though. We might be here Christmas Day. I mean, I don't see no reason why we shouldn't be. But we'll absolutely 100% be here tomorrow, Christmas Eve. And for all my Cappies, for all my Capricorns, you know, holding down the beginning of the Capricorn season, if there is such a thing. Yo, because I know it's hard. It's hard, you know, having a birthday right around Christmas time. A lot of times I hear people complain about that. Like, you only get like one present because it's so close to blah, 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 blah. So they, you never really get a chance to separate one present. Yeah. I mean, but nonetheless, a struggle is a struggle. And y'all definitely in a struggle, but you're doing all right. Yeah, doing all right. Angela Jackson, we missed you too, and I hope that we see you coming through on a regular. Want to see you. Glad to see you. So we're going to holler back. I'll get back with y'all. So let me get Blog Talk on the body here first. We go bye-bye, Blog Talk. We go bye-bye.